Founder is here.
And when it comes to you,
Love
and we are happy
radio.
To have you here.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So, Steve, because there's so many people logging in, it's taken a little while to...
Yeah, that's fine. I'm expecting a big crowd tonight.
If you, oh, there's, I know this number. Okay, so 850-582, yeah, I know who you are. If you are somebody else, press 1 to go to the top, but I've already got your name in there. So... Okay, sorry.
Have we got Connie?
Her number has not shown up. 904-261. Hang on, I'm looking through my list.
Goldman.
Pardon me? Oh, hey,
Lou Goldman.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. When it comes
thank
time,
you.
Just all right. Thank you, honey. And. 40. If you are a board member, press 1. There's a bunch of people in here. I am trying as best I can. 863-602. Matt Barber. I gotcha. All right. Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You're kicking butt around the world. We'd love to see it. I am muting you now. If you want to talk, press 1. 850-894. We are still waiting for Pat and Connie. Please press 1 if you're in the queue. Oh. 407-474. I'm looking on my list. Who is this, please? 407-474.
Yeah, this
Hello?
Is Lee.
Pardon
it's
me?
Lee
Thompson?
Thompson.
Okay, yep. Hey. I thought maybe you might
Hello.
Call in tonight. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay. That's Jimmer's? No. 863-634. 634, 634. I'm looking down the list. Help me out. Oh, wait, I know this number. 863-634.
Hey, am I on?
Yep, who is this?
Hey, this is Ben Lori.
Which Tim? Oh, Tim.
Ben.
Thank you. All right,
All
I'm
right.
putting you in. I will come back to you because you've already put your thing in there. Thank you so much. All right. Here's somebody else. Hang on. Wow. 407-977.
That's you.
Hello.
Connie?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Connie, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm doing amazingly well. I'm working on a pair of Dime Store readers, and pray to God they don't fail me.
850-223. I'm thinking that might be. Wait, sorry. Pat?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, sorry. I knew you were an 850. Okay.
Yep.
So we got, I think we have all the board members. Let me just look through here one more time to see if there's anybody else. I think we. Okay. Okay, Steve. Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, well, welcome to the Board of Directors meeting for August. I suspect we're going to have a great deal of audience participation in this one. And for those of you who are first-timers, the way this works is whenever we get to anything critical, we'll wait for a motion and a second from the board, and then we will allow comments. And we'll announce that. If you desire to make a comment on that subject, please press 1, and you will get your turn. We got just a very few rules. Please identify yourself. Please be brief and to the point. And please be courteous. Okay, Connie, do you want to call the roll and determine a quorum?
Yes, Steve.
Here.
Lori.
Here.
Matt Brannon.
Here.
Jim Elser.
Here.
Kevin French.
Here.
And Robin Yelverton.
Here.
I guess we have a quorum.
Okay. How about approval of the last month's minutes, which everybody should have got?
Yep. I move to approve the minutes from last month.
Oh, okay. Is there a second?
Second it.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Connie, do we have any old email business?
We have a couple of email businesses. Connie Washam made a motion that Jim Elser make the Team of the Year trophies at a cost of $25 per trophy with a grand total of $250. Pat Brannon seconded the motion, carried. Robin Yelverton made a motion to allow Don Taylor to attend the FBA judges seminar at no cost. Kevin French seconded the motion, carried unanimously. Jim Elser made a motion to cancel the fun cook due to lack of cook participation. Pat Brannon second. The motion carried. That's all.
Okay. Robin, how much money do we have?
Robin? We're still connected.
Sorry. I'm seriously looking for the email that I sent you guys yesterday with that information on it, so give me 2 seconds. Sorry. I probably can recall it pretty well. We, as of yesterday, we had a balance in the, I think this is right. Sorry, I'm just looking back at my notes instead of the email. Just 1 second.
Robin, I have what you said if you want me to read it off.
Just give me 1 second. I'm fine. I'm sorry. I just got home from work, and I'm just, like, a little bit discombobulated. I have it all written down, though. 2 seconds here, and I'll have it for you. Sorry for the delay. Yesterday, we had a balance in the PNC account of $22,361.03. We had deposits pending that I had made electronically that have not actually cleared. They probably cleared today. I haven't had time to check. For $1,685, we have outstanding checks for $1,770.62. That includes $500 for the meet for the judging seminar coming up. That includes the rep fees for Valdosta and also paying Oscar, our accountant, for the taxes for 2015. That he just sent the invoice, so that's why that hasn't been paid before now. So with all of the pluses and minuses there, the total.
Robin, speak into the microphone better.
Sorry. With all the pluses and minuses, the total is $22,276.41. We have a total of $890.31 in PayPal. So our grand total, with all the pluses and minuses that I figured, is $165.72. We still have three contests for the year, the Flamingo, Lake City, and Perry. We will have a net profit or net gain, if you will, of $175 from those three contests. So you can add $175 to that grand total figure, and that's our expected income for the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Robin? Okay, Connie, membership report.
Okay, currently we have 753 members. 115 members have not renewed. Of that 115, 17 family members, 20 team. Only two of the teams are family members. Although several members opted out of the FBA blast communication, I sent the last two reminders from my FBA email address as opposed to the blast option. Would the board like me to send one last renewal notice to the teams only and explain the new Team of the Year payout membership rule? Are we going to honor those teams who wait 3 months to renew during the upcoming December renewal season? Because of the cancellation of the Fun Cook, the Team of the Year, I've given it tangible dates, September 1st through October 31st, and those members need to have continuous current membership or contest they participate in while not renewed will not count. Is that how we want it? And how do we determine this?
If they're not renewed, their points don't count. Is that how the board sees it?
Yeah, and
but if they do renew, are we just going to exclude them for the whole entire year, or can we allow them?
Oh, good grief, no. From the point they renew, their points count again.
Okay, good. That's my take on it. I do have a little bit more. We had four new members. We had two new family members, and I sent a get-well card to Gail DiMaggio, and I sent condolence cards to the Hallenbeck family and Bill McBride.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on to the consent agenda. Basically, Connie needs to buy some frames for corporate member certificates, and we need to approve the Tavares contest.
Is it corporate or is it restaurant?
Restaurants have all been done. They're all sent out. They've all got them. These were, I was just going through, we have very few corporate members, and I contacted Sonny's and asked them if they had received any kind of a plaque or acknowledgement of their corporate status, and she said no. And so at that point I thought, well, we really should send them something to acknowledge that corporate status to hang on their wall.
Hey, Connie, did you get the Rotary for Panama City? They're also a corporate member. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, there's only two or three. I have another clarification. We have two life members who are listed in my spreadsheet as corporate status. Does life membership for that business include corporate, or do they need to pay the corporate fee in addition to their life membership? Is the corporate fee an annual fee?
Corporate fee is an annual fee. Life membership is individual.
Okay, so people that are kind of using their life membership as their paid forever corporate is not going to fly anymore.
That's how I see it.
Okay,
somebody want to move to approve the consent agenda?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, when we get into committee reports, let me say something to the folks listening in. Most of you got, or some of you had access to, the trial agenda that was sent out 3 or 4 days ago in an email blast. Almost inevitably, on the day of the meeting, I get a lot of committee reports in, and they are on a final agenda that the board has that you'll often hear some things discussed that were not on the trial agenda. Okay, having said that, y'all can read the organizer's report. It's pretty straightforward. Basically, organizers are concerned about selection of judges, and hopefully they will be presenting us with a solution in the next month or so.
Is there All anybody right. that was going to talk to that, Steve?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Did that have to do with Fort Addison's email at the end of the day? I'm just asking.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Undercooked teams. Actually, I think Ben Purvis is on. Or if he's not, bring him up.
I will. There he is. Ben,
and let him explain. Because I got an email from Ben just in the 10 minutes before the meeting. So, Ben, it's yours.
All right. I guess it all this with the Cook Team business is old business, and that y'all are trying to get cleared up. And today, or I guess maybe Saturday, Sunday, I don't remember, but there was some emails started going around with me and Bob, and I guess the board got them all, talking about whether to spend the money to automate the table routing. I could talk for an hour on this. I know y'all don't want to listen to me. You read my books that I write to you anyway in my emails, but I think we should at least, you know, check into what it costs to automate everything, or at least update our technology, just so that we know before we start making decisions on definite we're going to do this or we're not going to do something. And then I guess this afternoon, Bob was talking about they used a little bit different system for routing boxes to tables, and I hadn't heard anything about it. And my only thing, I'll leave it with at this and let y'all take it from there, but I think if we could all, even the board, if y'all are getting these emails that me and Bob are bouncing back and forth, if y'all could comment and tell us y'all's thoughts or opinions or whatever, I think it would help us move this along a lot better rather than us get to a point and then we wait till the meeting and then all these emails start flying around. And then at the meeting, a board member have a question with something, and then it's next month before we get back to it. And I understand a lot of that. But I just think there's a better way, a simpler way to do this. If we could all just communicate through these emails and everybody, you know, just throw your comments out there so we know where we're at. And maybe it's some small tweak in a word or something that somebody's proposing that we could work out before the meeting ever started so that everybody has an idea of where everybody's at and what we need to do.
I think your point's very well taken. Anything else?
Not right now.
You do have a comment from Matt Barber on this.
Okay.
Can we go to Matt?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you. Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
But now this just kind of ties into
of the routing stuff that, Ben was talking about, and I noticed that there was one quote on the agenda that we received a few days ago, but, you know, with the board's permission, my sister does database and analytics for, she used to do it for Publix, and now she's doing it for Chet Pallets in Orlando. I briefly spoke with her about specifically the table routing program, and for me, she mentioned it would be around $400 to $500 for her to write something like that. And I know that the quote that Will gave was like $3,700. So I don't know if the board is going to open it up to more than just one person to quote on that, or if it's opened up
Absolutely.
To some of the members to...
The request for... This is Kevin. The request for quotes was actually for, you know, three or more folks, not just one.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
would you
I'll
ask her to
her...
send us a formal email, Matt?
Yes, I'll ask her to set up a formal presentation or a formal RFI or and get
yeah.
that to you. And
the specs are right there in the agenda.
Okay. And I didn't know as far as like the judging stuff if that had to be in a particular language as far as what the scoring program's in already, or...
And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, because I don't know if they wanted it to be all tied together, or if they wanted to have, you know, something else separate that they could just run real quick, or if they wanted to be all part of the big scoring program process. But
okay, Kevin.
Which exact part are you speaking of? Is it just the routing, or what judges part are you speaking of?
Well, like if you did a judging placement on the tables as well, you know, you could do it based on judges' average score, you know, how many contests they've done.
That would all have to be integrated into the same database. And I believe they're using PHP to write the for the coding for all of it.
Okay, PHP. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That was my main thing because I know as far as the team and the tables could be just based off the team entry list and just run real quick, but the judging placement would. So PHP is what I need to specify to her as far as the language.
We would very happily entertain RFPs or quotes, bids, whatever.
Okay. That was my main question that I wanted to find out today, and that's good to know, and I'll get with her and hopefully have something for you beginning of next week.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank
no
you,
problem.
Matt. Do we need anything
all
else
right,
from
just,
Ben?
I got something on this before we go off this. A buddy of mine is a programmer. I just got off the phone with him probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and he seems to be able to me and him work on, you know, to develop a simple program for the box routing, and all it's going to cost is some leftover barbecue. So he doesn't seem to it's going to be a big deal. And I was looking into it, and I don't think it's going to be a very big deal. So I think I can get something within the next week that we can play around with.
Okay. Let's get past committee reports, and the first item in old business, oddly enough, is the computer programs. Okay, judges committee. Lou.
Wait, I will find him. Hang on. Crap. I'm scrolling for Lou. There he is. Lou, you're on.
No report this month.
Okay. The IT committee report is attached to the final agenda that you got. The new contest liaison report is attached to the final agenda, which brings us to the rep committee. Is Bob Youngblood around?
Hang on. I think he's 904-465. Let me look. Bob, if that's you, hit 1. I think it's you. Okay. Hang on. Bob, if you're 465, hang on. He just got shifted. That's him. I'm looking for it. Sorry.
He's trying to hide.
Here he is. I know, it was him. Hey, Bob.
Good evening.
Okay, Bob, you're on.
Our report's right there. We're not recommending you spend any money on automating rep duties. It's worked near perfect accuracy at no cost. You're going to have human error whether you do it all by yourself as a rep or if you have part of it, or if you have part of it automated and the reps handle the other part. We've looked at both areas. We don't have the money to be spending on frivolous stuff like that. And it's really, I can't see the importance of it. The reps are doing a good job. Every now and then you can have one slip up, but, you know, it's been a long time in between.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And for the board, his written report is in your agenda. Any questions for Bob?
Do you want to take any opinions on that?
Let's wait for a minute.
Okay.
But let's move into old business. And the first item is to authorize Gary Washam to solicit quotes for automating table selection, automating box routing, and tracking the judges. It seems to me that in the last 10 minutes we've gotten a lot of information we didn't have before and a lot of options we didn't have before. I had really hoped to put this to bed tonight, but can we leave it open another month and entertain the new quotes that have been promised to us?
I will tell you that Matt said that he had sent some stuff, and he's still on. He had sent some stuff to three different people for some quotes, and I know that Jim had mentioned the same thing, but it wasn't presented formally, so I'm just saying I think we should look at it, especially if we could broaden our horizons.
Absolutely.
Steve, it's Gary.
Hey, Gary. This is Steve.
Hi. What I'd recommend we do is I'll send out the detailed requirements document that I put together for the table routing enhancement. And that way, if Kevin's got somebody who wants to go through it, and if Matt has somebody who wants to go through it, at least we're working off the same document. Everybody's bidding against the same document.
You know, I think that's the route to go, folks. Yeah, we're going to postpone it another month, but if we can change a $3,700 bid to a $500 bid or a box of barbecue, I think we'd be derelict in our duties not to do that. Is the board in agreement?
So yeah. so we're basically going to ignore what the rep committee has recommended. Is that what we're doing?
I don't think so. I think we're going to gather further information and then consider it all at the next meeting.
Okay. All right. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, I don't think that. And the other thing that's going to do is let Bob and Ben get together in lieu if he wants to play. And perhaps come up with some common ground and, you know, my thought is if we can really do this for minimal cost, then we ought to consider it. If We're looking at $3,750 just for the automated box routing. And say that much again for the table selection. And my best guess is the judge tracking is going to be even more. Then we really ought to approach that very carefully. And let me kind of say something here. We have $23,000 in the bank. What I was going to propose next month is that we put $10,000 of that into a separate account as a reserve for the future. So what's that going to do? Well, that's going to give us $13,000 operating budget this year. But next year, assuming our income is about the same, and the, you know, we make $20,000, $22,000, $23,000, we're going to have that $10,000 to put into enhancements. But anyway, I was going to suggest that at the next meeting, not this one. Just something to think about.
Okay, you have, I'm just going to tell you that you have Ben, Matt, Lou, and Bob all sitting here. Do you want to take a comment?
Yeah, just a second. Okay, is there any discussion from the board before we open it to comments? Are we happy with waiting another month and getting all the information?
I'm good with it.
I'm fine with it. If Kevin can save us money, that'd be great.
I think
and Jim,
as long
did
as we
you...
make...
Go ahead.
I think as long as we make a decision before the end of the year, because we are going into a new group and we've been working on this, I think we will have to make a decision next month.
And, I agree. And I just, I'd hope to...
I just got a comment, and again, it's not about the. And I'm looking at several. I don't even know what they call them. Several different screens on my computer, and it's not about. It's never been about the reps doing anything wrong. It's about the team having a perception, and they will stop bitching. That's exactly what it says. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Well.
But
perception
I'm
is reality.
Because I'm a team. I'm a rep, and I think that everybody does a conscious effort to do the right thing. It isn't about about them doing wrong. It's about a perception from some of the team. So I'm just passing along what was put in a message to me.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. But as I say, perception is reality.
Yep.
For the individual involved.
So do
okay.
You wanna...
okay. Let's bring on the waiting masses.
Okay. I'm going to go to Ben first.
Okay.
Ben Purvis, you are on and on.
Okay. I think y'all are on the right track here. You know, with at least entertaining the idea of other proposals and... I'm not sure how to go about doing it. I don't have all the answers, but with, I think it was 750 members and all the connections of these 750 members, we should be able to come up with answers to anything. You know, we just got to utilize what we have better so that it doesn't cost us a bunch of money. But I think y'all are on the right track, so... That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go to Bob next because I'm sure that he probably has more to say.
He's probably worn his finger out hitting the one.
No, he hasn't. He's all good.
Hey, Bob.
Well, I mean, our report said it all. We were told one thing, and that was $3,700. We came to an agreement unanimously on that, and our opinion on that was no. If you're going to go out and find it done somewhere else for pennies, send that to us. We'll review it, and we'll give you our opinion on that. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. I think, and the idea just hit me. If Gary will send me the specs, I will send out an email blast with a request for anybody that thinks they've got the answers to please send us a bid and an RFP. Does that sound reasonable?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I've got Lou. Lou's live.
Okay, bring Lou on.
I'm right here.
What's up, Lou?
Well, I can't speak for the committee because we haven't discussed this. But as a personal item, I'm not unhappy with the way things are going now, and I really can't see spending any money on it. If it's just perception, it's just perception. So, you know, I think the judges are okay with what's going on right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we have a new 904-521. I'm going to look to see if I have an identification on that person. I don't. So, 904-521, would you identify yourself, please?
Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
We have got Dennis Schmidt, I think, with
us. Is that the Dennis?
It is. No. Our contest liaison. No.
Welcome.
I just had a couple of comments on information presented for consideration. I think these RFPs absolutely need to tie into our current program, and I don't know if that's in the RFP specs or not, but we want a system that eliminates errors. So if we have to go out and buy a add-on program and now we have to enter data into that, we're opening up for more human error based off of what we're working with now. And the system that we have has worked really, really good for a great number of years, and the reason being people did the job they were supposed to do. We have a triple check system in place to make sure the routing is proper. And my personal experience has been the only time we don't have proper routing is when people don't do their jobs properly. So it comes down to three people are required to make sure it's proper before it goes out. And we have a system to record that those steps have been done. And apparently three times still doesn't solve it. So before we try and correct it with a new program, we need to make sure we take the human element out as much as we can, but you end up with exactly the same situation if it's computer generated, because somebody has to make sure that that number is on the proper tray before it goes out. And that's the problem we have now. Not that we can't figure out. The problem is it's not being properly checked, and all the automated systems in the world is not going to improve that.
Well said. Anything else? Dennis, anything else? Okay, who else have we got waiting?
Well, I just got a message back from somebody that was on, and they're off now. But it's not about the triple checking. It's about could a rep potentially watch for a team and put them on a bad table? I'm just saying what was said. And I think we saw a couple of emails this week. Steve, I'm just talking because I understand the process from the rep's view as well as a team's view, because there's a few contests I would never want to cook again because of the same comment we got from somebody this week that talked about worrying about retribution. It's the perception that it could happen. And I will say there may be a 3-inch hair in a box that the table is asked to go along, or could they come back and ask a cook team to cook a piece of chicken 10 more minutes so it would be completely cooked? I'm on both sides of those positions, but things like that have happened, and that's where it's coming from.
Okay.
I work with Dennis a lot, and I'm just saying this right now because if I could work every contest with Dennis, I would be in hog heaven, because I know there will never be something that anybody would question when we're there. And
okay.
The questions are coming from other activities. So.
Now, I will say, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I'll say this. I talked to a lot of organizers, not only our own, but from other organizations. And we have several teams that are going around spreading this, saying that the contests are rigged, that boxes are routed, and that's one of the things, in my opinion, that's costing us contests. Now, having said that, to go back to the immediate problem, there is a procedure for bringing a perceived problem with a rep to the attention of the rep committee and the vice president. And if people are afraid of retribution for doing that, then we have a real problem. And we need to find out who those reps are and deal with it.
Well, I think we got an email this week, and I don't want to be the only one speaking here because I know there's other people on the board that have an opinion about this, but we got a really well thought out email this week that I think, except for me, nobody commented on, and I was kind of surprised about it. And I'm guessing this isn't where you want to do this.
No, not here.
Okay.
I don't want to name names, but what I'm saying is we need, either by email or by an executive session, track this down and deal with it. Okay, let's move on. Is there anybody else that wants to speak on the computers?
If there's anybody else in this large section of group that wants to talk, please press 1. You'll be moved to the top. I'm going to actually quickly go through back again. Ben? Ben, is there anything you want to say? Okay, he's done. Lou, oh, I'm giving him a wait. I gotta get. I'll go back.
Yeah, I,
what happens
I
is.
I think they can push one if.
Well, they can't once they're in. Lou, is there
okay.
anything you want to add? Sorry.
Nope. Fine.
Okay, thank you. I'm going back to Dennis. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Everybody else is either off. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Please press 1 at this time. Okay. I'm going through. Wait. Nope. Nobody has jumped. Thank you.
Steve. All right. Let's move into new business. Item number 1 sets forth the procedure for the elections, which are coming up, and gives a timeline. I've checked this with Gary, and he says no problem. He can set it up at no cost to us, just like we did last year. So has anybody got any comments on that?
Nope, that's way to go.
Okay, does somebody want to move to adopt that?
I'll move that we use the same system we used last year for email voting.
Okay. What I need is to approve the procedure that's outlined there.
I'll move to approve the procedure.
But, yeah, that sets the dates and everything. Would be item 1 under new business.
Oh, okay. To adopt item 1 under new business for the procedures and timing of the upcoming election.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Pat.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, and then the second part of that is kind of goes without saying Gary can set up the program like we had last year. All right. Item 3 is determine a date and place for the general meeting. My thought is double T's in Davenport on September 10th, but I am certainly open to suggestions.
Yeah,
well,
Lake
turning
City.
Out to be a great big contest. What did Connie say?
I said double T's is turning out to be a great big contest. A lot of teams are coming. It's very central to most of our Central Florida teams. Might be a good option.
Steve, this is Robin. I am working a string like 7 in a row of shifts during that weekend, and I would not be able to attend that, but I certainly would send all the required treasurer reports and copies and all that stuff.
Okay.
And
does
I would
it work
not be
for
able
all
to
the other board members?
I can't attend
it. I'm sorry?
It. I cannot attend it. I can be in Lake City, but I will not be able to attend that.
Okay, is Lake City a better date and time or place? But that's too far north.
Who on the board is going to be there?
I'll be at Lake City to judge, but I've got to jettison my... We're actually out of town that weekend on my wife's birthday with her family, but I'm stopping there for the contest.
Rob and Jim, are you guys going to be there?
I'll be at both.
Which one are you asking? Davenport or Lake City?
I'm at both.
I'm just looking to see when it is.
I'm asking about Lake City.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking to see when it is for our calendar, for us, Gary and I.
It's 9/17.
I would not be able to attend on 9/17 either. Sorry.
I can't believe you're letting a little thing like work get in the way.
Isn't she a nurse?
Ah, she's a nurse practitioner. World of difference.
Then let it interfere. If I end up on her table, I want her to not be mad.
Yeah, we got to keep her happy. I may end up in her yard someday.
Now, come on. I don't get mad, and I would take good care of you no matter
what. Bless your heart.
You know, that totally off the barbecue subject. In 22 years as a cop, one of the things I learned was you never messed with the ER nurses. Generally speaking, unless they did something just horrible traffic-wise, they got off with a warning, because someday you may need them.
The nurses are who save you from the doctors.
Yes, absolutely. All right, anyway, back to... I just arbitrarily picked Davenport because it was centrally located. I think if we go to Lake City, we're going to hear the same screaming we had with Perry.
Pat, are you going to be in Davenport?
I can be if you need me to be.
And Kevin's going to be there?
When is Davenport? I'm actually not slated to be there.
Me neither.
When is it?
The 10th.
The 10th.
Of September?
Gary and I will be there because we're working it.
September
no,
the
I'll
10th.
No, I'll be out of town.
Okay, you won't have a quorum.
Eating barbecue.
You won't have a quorum for an annual meeting.
Okay.
How about Lake City? I'd say Perry, but it's too far.
All right. Who can be in Davenport? Jim, can
we're
you?
There.
Yes, I'll be there.
Connie, I'll be
there.
Is there anybody else that will be there?
I didn't have plans of going, but I can if
okay.
I need to.
Pat would be. That would be the quorum. I'm easy, guys, but we need to decide it tonight.
I'm going
so
to
your
my
treasurer
calendar.
And two board members won't be there.
Well, your secretary will and can take minutes.
That would what day would it be on, the 9th or the 10th?
It would be on the Saturday, probably right after the judging.
Okay.
Will we
say
have
an hour
the,
before awards.
Will we have the whatever the high the perfect score plaques?
Yes, we should have those. Should be able to present those.
Oh well, I am presenting in Lake City, like the email said, and was agreed on with Dana.
Okay, that's cool.
Because I've been beat up all week over that. I will call everybody freaking out.
All right.
Find out how many of them are possibly competing in Davenport and give them their or somehow get them.
I think
we're
it's going to take...
annual meeting. You've
Pardon?
Got two people that just pulled up that want to say something.
Okay, great. Bring them on.
Okay. 352-213. Did you want to speak? 352-213.
I'm going to pass on that, please.
Okay, thank you so much. And then we've got David Haskett. I know his
Hey,
number.
David.
Wait, I can't get him to connect yet because the other guy. All right, David,
Hello.
You're on. Yep.
Hi, David.
Since everybody was planning on being at the during Labor Day,
why not just pick a place down in Central Florida on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend and meet and have the meeting? It doesn't have to be tied in with any event. You could even do it at the little banquet rooms that they have, like at a Golden Corral. It don't cost you anything to get. Meet there, have the general meeting, and move on, because everybody should be still available for the Labor Day weekend, correct?
Davin's offering for the team to be there.
Okay, what do you guys think? That's another option.
Well, let's see, I'm going to be here Friday for the judges class.
I have a daughter who will have just had a baby.
So would I have to be in Davenport Saturday?
No, Davenport's the next weekend.
We're talking about meeting this coming weekend, which is Labor Day weekend.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Meeting this coming weekend someplace else in South Florida. So
Central Florida, not South Florida.
I'm sorry, Central Florida. But does everybody know there's a storm coming?
Oh, I forgot about the storm.
Well, I guess it's a good thing we
canceled
Perry.
Good idea.
Exactly.
I don't think Labor Day. Everybody's kind of made their plans based on the cancellation. I won't be able to attend. I have a daughter who's having a baby day after tomorrow.
Did she plan that?
Huh?
No. I wish I could have, but no, I did not.
Okay. What's it going to be, guys?
If you need me to go to Davenport on September the 10th, I will. I will also be in Lake City.
I think it makes sense at Davenport, just because there's a lot of teams there. Or in Lake City would be all right, in my opinion. I mean, I don't care. Just let me know. I'll be there.
Yeah, my concern with Lake City is simply that it's further north. And, you know, although it's on I-75, it's still further north.
Where are the most teams going to be? Hello?
Yeah.
I believe there are 38 teams. 48 teams going to Davenport.
And don't see the teams at the meeting?
Well, we would like members to show up, no matter who it is, whether it's a team or judge or wherever.
Uh-huh.
But Lake City's been a big contest, and they're working it again this year. Whatever.
Right.
Either one.
Excuse me. Steve, this is Gary. Got a question?
Go ahead.
Since I'm the lead rep for Davenport, I don't know how many chairs they have, how much space they have, but we have 48 teams right now and 56 judges scheduled, plus board members, so that means we're going to have over 100 people already there. And Angela has tried to keep this budget real lean as far as renting chairs and tables and things like that. And I'll check to make sure she has enough chairs at that facility to handle this size group. But you've already got at least 100 people showing up.
And 100 people are not going to come to the meeting.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they're all going to be there Saturday anyway. The question is, when
they'll
are you going to
be there?
The
they're not showing up at the meeting, just like at the Fun Club. You have a million. You normally have everybody there, and 13 people show up.
When is the meeting going to be held?
Right after.
Well, my thought is an hour before awards.
Okay. Is That'll keep it short.
Yeah, hopefully. And typically the annual meeting doesn't last that long.
I would prefer Lake City, but if you need, like I said, if you need me in Davenport, I will go. Because I don't know how many people will come to Lake City.
Okay, board, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'm certainly not happy about a meeting happening that I won't be able to be at. So, and I'm reading emails right now.
Yeah, neither day works for me, so.
Okay, can we get away with Lake City?
I need to commit, Gary.
And what's the requirement to notification to the membership?
Well, that's the next thing. We're going to have to waive the 30-day notice.
If they pick Davenport.
Either way.
Either way. There is a notification process by way of the bylaws. So what is it? Is it 30 days?
It's 30 days.
But there's a note on here that we could waive it.
That's right.
And just All send right. out an email to everyone where it's going to be at and what time.
I can't believe he didn't bring it up. But what about Jacksonville?
Really? Am I muted?
Week before Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, the problem is, you know, he's going to have plenty of teams there.
I'm going to be in Jacksonville.
That's not a problem. That's a good thing. A lot of teams
That's
will
be
there.
That's a good thing. I mean, and it would meet the 30-day requirement. Is there anything that has to happen before then with the elections?
You know, the elections are going to proceed regardless of when the general meeting is.
Is Dave still on the phone?
Wait, I'll get back to him. I'm trying to answer shit. Hang on. We got David here.
Steve, let me say this, please. So,
go ahead.
You know, one of the things that, you know, we do have a very vocal group. They do send us messages on Facebook. We don't answer on Facebook for many reasons, and one of those reasons is you cannot tell the tone or inflection in someone's comment, and they are very often misread. And that's why I typically do not respond to anything on there. However, one of the things they've been saying is, why don't we poll our members? Why don't we give this 1 week or 3 days or whatever time frame and let all of them on Facebook say, I think you should have a meeting here, 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 and at least get a consensus from the members. It's not just us that would be there and be affected. It's them, too. So how about we get them to weigh in on this just a little bit?
I think that's a great idea.
I do, too. And, okay, so I'm going to David. Since we were just talking that, David, you're live.
All right. Okay.
Do you fancy a small riot at Smoking Flamingo?
We've got backhoes and lime rock down here, so we can get rid of any problems. I don't have a problem having it in mind. My question would be, Grant, I got 60 teams. How many of the teams are actually FBA members, though? I think you've got to look at not only the number of teams, but how many of them are actually members.
Well, I could figure that
out. Yeah.
The same issue would be at Lake City as well as Davenport, so.
Right.
All right.
I don't think that matters if we're going to ask them on Facebook. I don't think that really matters. Let's let them weigh in at least for how many days? Three? A week?
A week.
Let's give them a choice of.
You could set it up as a poll on there when you put it out there, and they can actually just click on whatever they like.
I'm just looking at it.
Right.
I'm just looking at it right now. We can put a poll up there, create a poll.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so why don't we do Davenport, Jacksonville, or another location at another time in more Central Florida?
Well, let's go Davenport, Lake City, or Jacksonville.
Yeah. Going to give them the three options.
Perry in December. Don't forget Perry.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to run an election. I got going.
So yeah, we've got Lake Wales December 3rd.
There's Mulberry in there too.
Yeah. I am not going to be available for Mulberry.
Yep.
Not that that matters. Jim can deal with it.
No, the president needs to be there.
Wouldn't it be better to do it as soon as we can, as opposed to as later?
Well,
I agree.
Yeah.
And
I think the three options: Jacksonville, Davenport, or Lake City.
Okay. No. And I can't be at Jacksonville.
Oh, because you're repping Panama City, right?
I've got Panama City that same day.
Okay, I forgot about that.
But as I say, that's why we have a vice president.
Okay, so who's going to put the poll on Facebook?
I'll do it. I'm on the Facebook page right now. I'll create it here shortly.
You're the best.
So
thanks.
I guess I need. Oh, you're welcome. So I guess
thank
we
you.
Need to know. I mean, do we put all of them on there? I mean, all the contests from now till I really think December's too long. I mean, you know, some of us, you know, might not. I don't know there would be a reason to do it in December, in my opinion.
All right, so let's do Davenport, Lake City, and Jacksonville.
Okay, Mulberry's out of question.
No, Mulberry's fine. Just
all right. I'll put up all of those four here shortly.
Well, my other question is: will the judges hang around after they're finished judging before the awards for that meeting?
I don't.
They will if you ask them. Most will.
Okay, I think we've got that settled. We'll give the poll a week, and once we get it, then we'll send out an email announcing the result. How's that? Everybody happy with that?
Yep.
Yes, Steve, that's a great idea.
All right. I wish I had it. Wasn't my idea. All right. Let's jump to item five. Looking at the possibilities of purchasing toner, I think the best deal for everybody concerned is the one that Kevin proposed, and it's listed there. And I think there's a lot to be said for centralizing our toner cartridge purchases. What do you all think?
I thought we approved this the last meeting.
No, did we?
We talked about different, because I had that one that was really, really cheap and a couple people used it, but to put them all together and is probably even a better idea.
Yeah, that way it's direct billing to the treasurer, and he's got a good warranty, free shipping. Okay, anybody want to make a motion? We accept that.
I make the motion that we accept the Kevin's suggestion.
All right, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? All right, let's look at item four, the fun cook.
The fun cook. Can I say one thing about it? Or should I not say anything?
Go ahead.
Okay. It surprised me. We have talked about the fun cook for 6-5 months, something like that, that it was going to be in Perry. And then 2 weeks before, it was like a big surprise. It's going to be in Perry. Everyone was surprised by it. It was the same weekend every year. So we just was kind of surprised that we only got 16. That's it.
Okay, any other discussion?
My comment is one of the persons that was so vocal about it on Facebook has not supported the fun cook in over 5 years.
Yeah, well.
And had no plans of coming.
I was in Perry, and it had been on the calendar for many months.
Yeah. We went back and looked. It was between 5 and 6 months. And no one else had stepped up and said, hey, we'd do it in our city.
All right. I have gotten, in the few days after we made that decision, something in excess of 150 emails. And they were running, oddly enough, 9 or 10 to 1 in favor of our decision. So I think the membership as a whole decided we did the right thing.
It's just a few people have been putting some really, I don't know, stuff that wasn't really nice.
Unkind.
Yeah, but they never said they were coming.
And they weren't, Pat. That's the thing. A lot of the people who complained about it were not coming. I was one of the teams. I was signed up first. And at some point, you have to go, I can't spend that much money and compete against 17. So
yeah, well, And if you had to work, like a bunch of catering, understood all of that. You know, I can understand it's a job, too. But
guys rocked, and Dawn obviously went above and beyond. So.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
As it happened, I spent a couple hours in Perry with the folks, and what they had planned was just phenomenal. I've been to 10 or 11 fun cooks, and that was shaping up to be the best one. So we can't fault the organizer.
Absolutely not.
Well,
so,
everything that we've collected and got donated and all that is in and up at the December cook. We're going to have drawings. I mean, that's what I told her. I said, we'll stay for the awards, the band of play, and then we'll have door prizes galore.
Cool.
We got to do something with it. We already got it, so we're just going to use it in December.
Works for me.
The city of Perry said anything you need, they will help.
Okay. I've had a... Oh, I do remember what it was. Is there anything further on the fun cook? Okay.
Tell everyone thank you, and we could try again next year. Whatever
y'all
want.
Thank you.
Pat, we owe you the thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Oh, no problem.
All right. I've got an addition to the agenda that I kind of got this afternoon, but I think it's a great idea, and it came in from a couple directions. We are a 501(c), tax-exempt organization, and what that means is somewhere in there, occasionally, we've got to support a charity in one way or another. And I think that, let me rephrase that. It was proposed to me by at least two board members that right now would be a really great time to make a donation to Operation Barbecue Relief. And I think the amount that was suggested was $600.
And can I just say is that a couple of years ago, OBR was designated as our charity support because we are a 501c3.
Right. So, I was going to say that, too. I was going to throw some extra information in. They are our designated charity, and we are supposed to be donating yearly.
We should, because of them being the barbecue team.
But there was not excess money before, so we were kind of saving our ass last year all the way around.
Right.
But now's a great time to make up for it.
The last time we donated was in 2013, and that was $600. I know we can't really back up and donate for 14, 15, but we can donate extra this year. We do have the funds to do that. And I personally think we should donate more than 600 now.
So
if
we donate a number, why don't we donate what we were going to spend on the fun cook?
Oh,
hey,
good idea.
Well, my suggestion, this is probably a compromise, my suggestion would be to give $600 for 2014, 2015, and 2016, and give them $1,800.
That's a good idea, too.
You want to make that a motion?
Well,
yes,
can I ask if
I want to
we have it?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do we have it without it being a situation where we are getting ready to do some changes, and then suddenly we don't have any money if we want to put a reserve fund in effect?
Yes, we have $23,000 right now. So, yes, we can put $10,000 aside. We still have $13,000.
Okay.
So now
okay.
we would have still something over $10,000 to work with to do whatever it is. And we're not spending money on the fun cook, unfortunately. So we will still have this $13,000 as our, you know, basis to work from.
Operating. Okay. I'm all over it.
So I move that we donate $1,800 to OBR. I had the opportunity to work over there a couple Thursdays ago, and if you've never worked with them, you are feeding yourself out of some major blessings.
I second.
Sounds good.
Who made the motion? I haven't heard a motion. Robin?
Robin made it.
I move we donate $1,800 to OBR.
Okay.
Lori seconds it, and thank you, Robin, for working with them.
Hey, Connie, we might need to add on the motion to satisfy our
obligation.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our obligation.
I think that goes without saying.
Okay.
Let's not tie it to that. Let's make it just a pure donation. And if we're ever questioned, we can show yes, we did donate.
Got a motion.
Who seconded it? Was that Pat?
Lori did.
Lori?
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great idea.
All right. Just to let you know, I just put the poll up on the members only Facebook page, so it's up there right now.
Thank you. All right. Has the board got any more business?
just monkey.
Not on the phone.
Okay. Are there any members that would like to comment at this time?
Okay. We do have somebody that I pulled him in, and I'm going to go back to him. 352-213. Wait a minute. I don't want to take your number. Is that you, Brad? 352-213. Could you identify yourself, please?
Lori, this is John Kelly.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, John. How you guys doing?
Good.
I was going to make a couple comments earlier, but after listening to the full rhetoric that was going on, I think I'll just hold on those comments. The only other thing I wanted to say was just make sure we let Dawn Taylor know how, you know, sorry we are that we couldn't pull the fun cook off. I really,
yes.
You know, I just feel horrible about that, for all the work that everybody's done and then for it to not go anywhere.
Well, we're kind of excited now that we're going to be able to use a lot of the stuff that we got for the December contest.
And that's great.
Yeah. But I spent the afternoon with Dawn, and, I mean, we were, like, a little disappointed because we were kind of excited about it. But now I'm getting excited about December. So it'll all work out.
Well, that's good. And I really appreciate y'all's hard effort in, you know, trying to make it work, too. I was really looking forward to it. But anyway, that's all I'll have to say, and I'll see everybody probably at Lake City.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, okay. John.
Okay, I'm going to go back up real quick and hit Ben. You got anything else?
I'm good.
Ben Purvis. I guess he's playing with the puppies.
This is Ben.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Ben. It was a delayed. Ah, crap. Okay, Ben, you're back.
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm going to Dennis. Dennis, you're there?
Yes, I'm here. I'd just like to add a couple of comments regarding the Fun Cook, regarding contests, regarding why some contests make it and some don't. I've been in the role as an organizer. I've been in the role as a judge. I've been in the role as a rep. I've never been a cook team, but I have cooked with cook teams for half a dozen contests, so I'm very familiar with the stresses on everybody for a event to be successful. And if you look at the contests that are successful, there is somebody involved with that contest that is super passionate about making it successful. I point out Bobby Bickley in Thomaston. I point out Kerry Farrell in Dothan. I point out Frank in Winter Haven. I point out our own Angela Iverson. Those people will have successful contests every year because they are totally involved and behind it. And I'm very familiar with Dawn Taylor's work because I repped her very first contest and I've repped quite a few, and Dawn puts a lot of effort into it. But a lot of the negative comments this week that I've seen personally regarding why did we move it from Claremont. Well, you know, cook teams generally will go where the money is, and we don't put any money into the Fun Cook. We had it in Claremont last year, which is in the heart of FBA country, and we struggled to get 24 to 28 teams. We just don't bring in the name teams. We don't bring and the big teams for the Fun Cook. Those who participated in the Fun Cook last year were there to have a ball. They were there to have fun. And you can't legislate when they're going to come, when a contest is going to be successful. As the organizer from last year, I know we got really sacked on the costs for using that facility. We were charged for 4 nights for every slot that was there, whether we used it or not. And that cost us through the nose because we didn't have 75% of the slots booked. Dawn offered her facility. She did a fantastic job. We still couldn't get the people to come. I think when we plan these things, we have to look. And I'm for one, I'm disappointed that we canceled it because for a year, our members have been looking forward to it. And they made plans to go, and we canceled it. I think we should have scaled it back. Yeah, maybe we had to get rid of the wonderful seafood dinner and go back to a potluck. Maybe we had to cut down some of the costs. But I think we did our members a disservice by not going through with the plans. And those folks that plan for a year, they're out from participating. And our judges don't show up just to pilfer barbecue like some folks indicated today. They show up because they want to do it. The teams that cook the contest show up because they want to cook it. Yeah, some folks are just in it for the glory and the money, but majority of the teams that cook every week in and week out, they're good people who enjoy their hobby, and they're willing to pay that exorbitant cost that it takes for the hobby, judges and cook teams alike. So I just put my 2 cents worth in and let you know that just because it didn't happen in Perry this year, is no reason it won't be successful. We had one in Crystal River a few years back that was very successful. And there are other venues. I've talked with Palm Coast. They want to do the same thing that Don did, give us facilities to host an event. But if we're going to cancel it the last 2 weeks out, they'll never do it again. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Going to David. Got anything, David? Okay. I'm going to Lou. Lou, are you there?
Yes. One thing. We're going to have a poll on the Facebook about the three locations. If it comes out Davenport or Lake City, that's going to be within the 30-day rule and bylaws. And so you may want to waiver those two locations in case one of those two is one that's picked.
Good point. Thank you, Lou.
That's
anybody else? I'm looking through the names. I've called all of them. Okay, nobody else in the queue would like to speak?
Okay. Lou had a good point. Will somebody make a motion to waive the 30-day notice for the general meeting if we select Davenport or Perry?
I'll make a motion.
Are we able to?
That's my question. Are we able to do that with it being a bylaws?
I think so. You know, what's our option? If we can't do that, then we're going to have to go look at something 30 days out, which limits our choices.
Or we could send a blast saying the meeting will be one of these 3 days. We will let you know in 1 week what day it's going to be on and where.
We could do that, yeah.
I mean, that would basically satisfy. It's not exactly what we should do, but it wouldn't completely ignore the time frame.
Well, Davenport is just about taking it all already.
Well, let me know here, guys. What do you want to do?
As long as we're within the bylaws to be able to do that.
I think short of going and getting a legal opinion, we can probably get away with it.
But leave it like it is now and how you're doing and just check on that during the week.
Okay.
Because you'll get the votes right now, so then you'll know.
Steve, this is Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Yeah, I'm reading the articles, the bylaws right now, membership meetings. It says a general membership meeting shall be held annually. Quorum of the membership of the MLB or at the meeting of the membership shall consist of members who are present. The president, upon request of the board, may call a special meeting of the membership. If such a meeting is called, the written notice shall be sent to the member. I got dog problems here. If such a meeting is called, a written notice shall be sent to each member via email at least 10 days prior to such a meeting with the date, time, place, and purpose of the meeting.
Okay, good. To be honest, I had forgotten that part. So I think we're good, guys.
Okay.
Works for me.
All right. Anything else we need to cover? Okay. Thank you very much. Is there a move to adjourn?
Yes.
I'll move to adjourn.
All in favor, signify by hanging up.
Aye.
We'll see you later.
Hey, Gary? Gary?
Yes.
If you will send me what the system we need to have any add-ons in, I'll send out a blast requesting the...
Well, I have a formal written requirements specification for the table routing enhancement to the scorecard program. And it describes in detail the background, the foundation. It must be compatible with scorecard. It must integrate the scorecard and integrate the database. All that stuff is in there.
Okay.
I'll send you that. I sent you that document about 3 months ago. I'll send it to you
again. Okay. It'd take me forever to find it. I remember it. What about table selection and judge scoring?
Those are abbreviated requirements lists that I've given to Will because he knows the foundation of everything it requires if it's going to be enhanced with the scorecard. So I didn't repeat all that verbiage. But, you know, we can basically say the same thing to anybody who wants to try and bid on this. You have to follow the requirements that are written in the background of the basic requirement document and then substitute the delineated requirements list for each enhancement. I have the list of function requirements for each of the enhancements we've been talking about.
Okay, let's do that and we'll get it out in a blast.
Okay, we can do that.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.